Hello, everybody. It's time for the Gold Country, Old Country radio show. And, boy, we have a lot of stuff to talk about today, in addition to the music, don't
Interesting
we?
Interesting weather.
Well, I know. It's supposed to be kind of warm in the next few days, huh? Is it going to rain today?
Yeah, rain today. But then you look at the forecast for next weekend for Mother's Day / Ion Homecoming.
Yeah.
90. 91, 92.
I know. So next week is going to be almost like summer. This week is almost
then
like winter.
Then it flips again back to...
Does it really?
Yeah.
What, it's going to be wet again or cool?
Huh. All month long.
How are we supposed to plan on doing things? Like, we were thinking about taking up golf, going to Castle Oaks. That's up.
I'm worried about the corn.
Oh, gosh, I know. By the way, did you see over there? They got a lot of things planted. It almost looks like they planted corn plants rather than the corn seeds. I wonder if they did that. Boy, those guys are working hard over there. That's because those guys at the Davis Ranch and Slough House, where produce is as fresh as it gets.
Yep.
You know, they got a few things at the stand right now, and pretty soon that sweet corn's going to be here. But before that, they'll have plenty of other produce. Personally, I look forward to their watermelons. And you can always check for the availability and what they have at by calling 916-682-2658. That's 916-682-2658. And you can also visit them on the web at davisranchproduce.com. They're located on Highway 16 in Slough House, where produce is as fresh as it gets.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else we have to do today?
No.
Okay. Anything going on tonight? Probably.
Miss Ione.
Oh, Miss Ione's going on tonight?
Yep.
Well, that sounds like fun. Did they ask you to be a judge?
Nope.
They didn't ask me.
Asked me not to go.
Oh, because of that. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. I think they were going to ask me not to go, but I was avoiding the that guy who was delivering the letters. I think he's called the postman.
I don't know, a process server.
You know who he looked like? Who? He looked just like Marty Robbins.
Really?
I think. I wonder if it was Bill Bethel, but he normally just works up in Jackson.
Yeah.
But this guy looked just like Marty Robbins. Hey, come to think of it. That makes me want some Marty Robbins. You got any Marty Robbins?
Sure do.
Here it goes on KBGC Radio. And what is this? 1340? FM 96.5.
Heard around the world at KBGCRadio.com.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down put his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could, from the West Texas town of El Paso out to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maiden. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go,
riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me. Tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rosa's cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left, right, a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my side. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for Felina is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for. One little kiss and Felina goodbye.
Our little boy is 4 years old and quite a little man. So we spell out the words we don't want him to understand. Like T-O-Y or maybe S-U-R-P-R-I-S-E. But the words we're hiding from him now tear the heart right out of me. Our D-I-V-O-R-C-E becomes final today. Me and little J-O-E will be going away. I love you both and this will be pure H-E-double-L for me. That we could stop this D-I-V-O-R-C-E. Watch him smile, he thinks it's Christmas or his fifth birthday. And he thinks C-U-S-T-O-G-Y spells fun or play. I'll spell out all the hurting words and turn my head when I speak. Cause I can't spell away this hurt that's dripping down my cheek. Our D-I-V-O-R-C.
I don't know why we played that song.
Tammy Wynette.
I know. It's a good song, but it's kind of sad.
Poor does it make you want to cry?
Poor old Joey. Is that who's in the song? Little Joey or something is in the song.
I wasn't listening to it. It makes me cry.
Oh, jeez. All right. You know what else makes me cry? Is when I'm looking
at like dripping faucet.
That or a
running toilet.
Or just standing water on the floor.
A leak.
But you know what makes me happy? Is when I call Amador Plumbing, where if you have any plumbing needs, big or small, need them done right away, call Amador Plumbing at 223-2204. And Frank, who owns Amador Plumbing, he'll have someone out there right away, give you a free estimate, and they get the job done right. That's Amador Plumbing at 223-2204. Hey, you know that guy Frank at Amador Plumbing? He's friends with this guy in Sacramento. The guy's name is Tony. I think it's Tony. Sometimes people say Padilla, but I think it's Padilla.
Is he the bail bondsman?
I think he works in the bail bonds industry, but he's also a professional basketball referee. Really? He does college basketball.
Oh.
But you know what he did the other day?
What's that?
He won a golf tournament in Sacramento. The Sacramento County, I think it was senior, actually, golf tournament. Played an ounce of Hoffman. He had one good round and one round that was a little tough to play. But anyway, he played quite the round. So he is the champion, and I think he may not be the first time, of the Sacramento County Senior Golf Championship. Good for him. Tony. Hey, with that in mind, you know, I'd like to play him, but he's too good for me. But you know what we should do? We should play a Buck Owens song.
Got the perfect one right here.
Oh, do you really? On KVGC Radio, M1340, FM 96.5.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb. Just the kind to fit my dreams and plans. Now the pace we're living takes the wind from my sails. And it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. A leaf in a gale, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back.
me this away, 'cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, 'cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
Well,
don't you come back no more.
What you said?
Don't you come back no more.
I didn't understand
it.
All right, so you played that first song for the guy Tony Padilla, and apparently the second song you played for me, even though my name's not Jack. So I was a little offended by that, to tell you the truth. Is that all right?
Okay.
All right, you know, I got an idea. There's a whole brand new case of Olympia beer made with artesian water. Is it still artesian? What's wrong? Anyway, we've got a whole case over there, and
I was thinking if we could get on one of those, what is that,
Ticky-tock.
Whatever, we could do that, and we could maybe become the spokesperson for
Oli.
Oli.
You know, that's not a bad idea. What's Ticky-tock or Tock-tick?
I think it's some guy did it, caused a big old
really?
Ruckus about it, yeah.
Well, how do you find out about this Ticky thing?
We have to find some kids.
All right. How about those kids up in Ione, Peter and Michael?
I don't think Peter's around anymore.
Yeah. Well, he's around, but he's at school.
Yeah.
Michael's around, though. Let's see if we can contact Michael.
Okay.
And in the meantime, here, you take one, Oli, and I'm going to take the other one.
Yeah, we'll be under the influence. That's what they'll say. Those guys are under the influence.
Well,
that's what that ticky-ticky does.
Oh, is that what it is? So
yeah.
It would expose us as being under the influence and maybe... how about the... Here, take your Oli. I'm going to take mine.
Okay.
And we'll be right back on KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5. Hello again, everybody. It's time for the second half, for the first half of the Gold Country, Old Country Radio Show. You know what? I have this stack of records right here, and as I was looking at them, I noticed this is some good stuff.
Is the assessor going to do the announcing at the Ione Parade again?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Is that a week from today?
Yeah.
I hope it's not today, because if so, we'd be missing it.
From today.
Hey, there's a dog by my foot. Hey, how'd that dog get in here?
You know
what that dog just
this
did?
Jerry. This dog's name's Jerry.
He just bit one of my shoelaces, pulled it, and untied my shoe.
Did you tie it together?
Here, Jerry.
I've been trying to teach him.
Okay, Jerry, come here. Come over here with your mouth and try to tie my shoe back up. Okay? Ooh, look at that. Holy wow. Ow! He tied it a little too tight. How did he do that with his mouth? He can tie a shoe with his mouth. Jerry, that's very good. I know. You know what? He's like the second most talented person in this whole place, don't you think?
Yeah.
Holy smokes. You know, I can't believe he did it. Okay, Jerry, I have a question for you. See all these records? Okay, point to one.
Have him pick out the next four records we play.
Okay, Jerry. How are you going to... Okay. Oh, gosh, he bit the outside of that record. I think that one's broke. That's a Kenny Rogers one. Okay.
Yeah.
What's the next one? Wait a second. It looks like Don Williams. He didn't break that one. Okay. Then he picked. It looks like Jerry Reed and Merle Haggard.
Okay.
Huh.
Try it.
Well, hey, you can't play that outside of that Kenny Rogers record. It's broken. Play the second song in.
Okay.
Is that all right? On KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.
Child without a home. The love you give me keeps me hanging on. Honey, all I ever need is you. You're my first love, you're my last.
You're my future, you're my best. Oh, loving you is all I ask. Honey, all I ever need is you.
Weather's come and then they go, and we watch the melting snow. Sure, summer follows spring. All the things you do give me a reason to build my world around you.
Some men follow rainbows, I am told. Some men search for silver, some for gold. But I found my treasures in your soul. Oh, honey, yeah. And all I ever need is you. Without love, I'd never find a way through ups and downs of every single day.
And I won't sleep at night until you say, honey, all I ever need is you.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
The love you give me keeps me hanging on,
honey.
Hollywood don't need you, honey, I still do.
was pretty good. Don Williams. Hey, I just noticed a problem. You know, Jerry, he tied my shoe with his mouth.
Yeah.
You know, he got dog slobber on it. And if you look at it, it kind of glued my shoelace together. It's tied tight, and it's all gooped up on my shoelace. I'm going to have to wear the shoe all day long and possibly all night long because of Jerry. I mean, I like the dog, but, you know, just the idea of...
He's a good boy.
Hey, well, I got an idea. Jerry, come here, would you? Okay, slobber on my shoe one more time.
Play some music.
No, maybe it'll loosen it up.
Play
all right. All right, play a little Jerry Reed. That's the next song you picked. On KVGC Radio. Oh, not that much slobber. And, wait, not that much. Okay, I'm 1340 FM, 96.5.
We can call Mrs. Johnson to keep the kids a day or two. Take the early flight to Florida, just the way we used to do. Have room service, bring us breakfast, make love all through the day. If we're not back in love by Monday, we can go our separate way. If we're not back in love by Monday, we can't say we didn't try. But before we bury our love, let's make sure we've let it die. Sleep a few more nights together, say the things we used to say. If we're not back in love by Monday, we can go our separate way. We could find that little cafe with a funny sounding name. Get the table by the window, I'll say I love you once again. If the violin player's still there, we'll dance until the break of day. If we're not back in love by Monday, we can go our separate way. If we're not back in love by Monday, we can't say we didn't try. But before we bury our love, let's make sure we've let it die. Sleep a few more nights together, say the things we used to say. If we're not back in love by Monday, we can go our separate way.
Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. He hunted alligator for a living. He just knock him in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippido, Louisiana, lived a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his bed and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Yeah. Now all the folks around South Louisiana said Amos was a hell of a man. He could trap the biggest, the meanest alligator and just use one hand. That's all he got left, called alligator bitty. Left arm gone clean up to the elbow. Well, the sheriff got wind that Amos was in the swamp trapping alligator skin. So he snuck in the swamp, gonna get the boy, but he never come out again. Well, I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. Well, you can so get lost in the Louisiana bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Thibodeau, Louisiana, lived a cat called Doc Mills, south and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, he raised up a son that could eat up his weight in groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Sit down on him, Amos. Make it count, son. About 45 minutes southeast to Thibodeau, Louisiana.
Well, now that was a good four songs.
Jerry
that,
should pick out all our views.
You know, he should. And you know what? I untied my shoe. That's the dog slobber made it just enough to untie it.
He's a good boy.
Yeah, I better... I better get some new shoelaces, I have to say. But well, let's do it. You know, I'm going to get on the interweb and order new shoelaces over the break. Can I do that?
Go to the store and get them.
You know, I could do that. What store are we going to go to? The Slough store? Let's go see if it's open.
Okay.
All right. Let's do it during the break. On KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.
I'm going to get some licorice.
Hello again, everybody. It's still the Gold Country Old Country Radio Show. Not only did we get new shoelaces during the break, we got some Top Ramen. I was so surprised they still had that. You know, we got five of them.
Got a good deal on it.
I thought we got a good deal, but I started doing some of the math, and the same thing happened to that guy years ago. He said they were selling it for 19 cents each, and they just couldn't sell any. So they put it for sale. Five for a dollar, and they sold out in about 3 days. And I think this is the same stuff. We got five for a dollar. Huh. Look at all the dust on it.
That's a good deal.
It has more dust than these records do. Than these records, man. Especially that Willie Nelson record. Oh, gosh, I like this song.
Do you like this one?
I like this song. Can you play it?
Okay.
On KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.
It's been rough and rocky traveling, but I'm finally standing upright on the ground. After taking several readings, I'm surprised to find my mind still fairly sound. I guess Nashville was the roughest, but I know I've said the same about them all. We received our education in the cities of the nation, me and Paul. Almost busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose. But if you're staying in a motel there and leave, just don't leave nothing in your clothes. At the airport in Milwaukee, they refused to let us board the plane at all. They said we looked suspicious, but I believe they liked to pick on me and Paul. Well, it's been rough and rocky traveling, but I'm finally standing upright on the ground. Taken several readings, I'm surprised to find my mind still fairly sound. Guess Nashville was the roughest, but I know I've said the same about them all. We received our education in the cities of the nation, me and Paul. A Bernard Shaw in Buffalo, with us and Kitty Wells and Charlotte Fry. The show was long and we're just sitting there, and we'd come to play and not just for the ride. Well, we drank a lot of whiskey, so I don't know if we went on that night at all. But I don't think they even missed us. I guess Buffalo ain't geared for me and Paul. Well, it's been rough and rocky traveling, but I'm finally standing upright on the ground. After taking several readings, I'm surprised to find my mind still fairly sound. I guess Nashville was the roughest, but I know I've said the same about them all. We received our education in the cities of the nation, me and Paul.
It sounds like someone else is lying there. She said, don't call me no more. Don't you knock on my door. It's too late now and I know you'll never change. And she said, you're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. Got a Eastwood smile and Robert Redford hair. But you walked across my heart like it was Texas. And you taught me how to say I just don't care. She said, just leave me alone and let me hang up this phone. 'Cause he'll see me cry and think I still love you. Please don't call me no more. I changed the locks on my door. It's time you understood that we are through. She said, you're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. Got a Eastwood smile and Robert Redford hair. But you walked across my heart like it was Texas. And you taught me how to say I just don't care. Smiling Robert Redford hair. But you walked across my heart like it was Texas. And you taught me how to say I just don't care. Yes, you taught me how to say I just don't care.
I don't want a Coca-Cola. I want an Oli. So don't play that.
Too many Olis.
I know. So you were talking about Willie Nelson's guitar.
Yeah.
That thing.
Trigger.
Trigger. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Really? Hey, he was a pretty good guitar player, wasn't he? At least it seemed that he was. Yeah. And that acoustic guitar, now here's what I know about instruments like that. it sounds like they were always nylon strings rather than steel strings. And they really had a nice tone to them. So we should have people email us, slim@kvgcradio.com. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you know what kind of strings Willie Nelson he played on, I'm pretty sure they were nylon. His guitar had a hole in it. He must not be making much money. He can't even buy a new guitar.
He makes enough money to buy corn.
Has he ever bought any of the corn across the street?
Davis Ranch?
Yeah.
Well, there's none to buy right now, but when there is.
However, the Davis Ranch and Slough House, they're getting ready for the corn season. They've been planting, and it's been kind of a wet year, even a bit of a wet day. But pretty soon that corn's going to be here along with other produce. And you can always call ahead to make sure what they have. And the number is 916-682-2658. That's the Davis Ranch. You can also visit them on the web at davisranchproduce.com, home of the famous Slough House sweet corn, located on Highway 16 in Slough House, where produce is as fresh as it gets. All right, let's see.
Let's take a break.
No, I don't want... No. I don't want to hear... I'm in the mood for some Gatlin Brothers. Will you play the Gatlin Brothers?
All right.
On KBGC Radio, M1340 from 96.5.
Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Oh, honey, Houston, Houston means the last day of the tour and we're through. Well, honey, you and God in heaven above know I love what I do for a living. I do. Oh, but Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Yeah, singing at the world's biggest rodeo show was a great time for me and the guys. Oh, but when I'm away from you, honey, time always never flies. And sleeping all alone in that holiday hotel show makes a cowboy blue. But here I am in Houston and I'm one day closer to you. Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Oh, honey, Houston, Houston means the last day of the tour we're through. Well, honey, you and God in heaven above know I love what I do. For a living I do. Oh, but Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you.
Heartaches, heartaches, my loving you meant only heartaches. Your kiss was such a sacred thing to me. I can't believe it's just a burning memory. Heartaches, heartaches, what does it matter how with someone new. but my heart aches for you. Heartaches, heartaches. My loving you meant only heartaches. Your kiss was such a sacred thing to me. I can't believe it's just a burning memory. Heartaches, heartaches. What does it matter how?
There's our daily dose of Patsy Cline.
You know who I think would like that?
Dolores Larrigan. Oh. You know, we're going to maybe see Dolores Larrigan next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I saw something on May 11th. When is May 11th? What day is May 11th? Because this is important. Do you know what day May 11th is?
No.
Okay, May 11th, I'm pretty sure...
Next Thursday.
It's a Thursday, yeah. They're having a special mass up in Ione. Now, who would you think that mass is for? How about Father Relihan?
Really?
For his 100th birthday.
All right.
Gosh, you know what? That's something we should...
He is such a nice man.
Yeah, he really is. You know, there's a Johnny Cash song about Sunday morning, and I'm not sure we should play that song for him. But there's a song. How about this? Let's just recognize it'll be Father Relihan next Thursday. And I think, you know, we should try to go to that mass. You think we could? We'll take the water truck up there. Might even see Dolores Larrigan there. But in the meantime, we played Patsy Cline, right?
Yeah.
And then we talked about Father Relihan, the Miss Ione contest.
Take a break now. So, please, let's take a break.
All right,
please.
Let's do on KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.
Ooh, it's like you never stop.
Whew, that was good. Did you have an Oli too, or did I drink by myself? Good. Gosh, that was good. That tasted better than the Sacramento wine up at St. Catherine Drexel. Remember they used to be able to drink it once in a while, but since that COVID, they said, easy does it. Oh, wonder if they're going to get back into
that. Did you used to drink it when you were an altar boy?
Yeah, but Father Kelleher never found out about it, and I don't want to get in trouble with old Father Kelleher.
Play the music.
He got a little mad at me that day. Reminds me of any other Sunday. It was a Sunday morning, too.
Really?
That happened. So anyway, he was a good priest, but he's a little mad at me. So with that being said, let's just play a little Johnny Cash on KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid playing with a can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone
frying chicken. And Lord, it took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing sure to dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the song they were singing. Then I headed down the street and somewhere far away bell was ringing, and it echoed through the canyons like a disappearing dreams of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down.
I'm lost. That's why I'm following you. much in love. Too much in love.
You know, I don't know what it is about that song, but I just like the banjo. Boy, that, who was playing the banjo? Was that Ray Stevens? Did he play the banjo? You don't know, huh?
I don't know.
I wonder if it could have been Bill Keith. Probably wasn't Earl Scruggs.
I don't know.
Probably wasn't Bill McKeown. Huh, I wouldn't know. You know, I wonder if it was Steve Martin. Probably not Steve Martin.
No.
Are you going to check it on the interweb?
No.
Well, while you're doing whatever you're doing over there, I want to remind everybody this show's brought to you by Amador Plumbing, where if you have any plumbing needs, big or small, need them done right away, call Amador Plumbing at 223-2204. They'll be out there right away. They'll give you a free estimate, and they get the job done right. That's Amador Plumbing at 223-2204. All right. Are you... have you stopped doing the show today? Are you there? Anybody there? Did anybody stop doing something today?
Maybe loving you?
Really? You don't love me anymore?
I love you.
Well, I like you. I'm not sure about this love thing. Ooh, that reminds me. How about we play George Jones?
Let's do it.
On KVGC Radio. But I want you to know, I do like you. But... I just like you, man.
Thank you.
AM 1340 FM 96.5. Sorry about that.
You're drinking too much, buddy.
He said, I'll love you till I die. She told him, you'll forget in time. As the years went slowly by, she still preyed upon his mind. He kept her picture on his wall. Went half crazy now and then. But he still loved her through it all. Hoping she'd come back again. Kept some letters by his bed. Did in 1962, he had underlined in red every single I love you. I went to see him just today. But I didn't see no tears. All dressed up to go away. First time I'd seen him smile in years. He stopped loving her today. It placed a wreath upon his door. Soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today. You know, she came to see him one last time. Oh, and we all wondered if she would. And it kept running through my mind. This time, he's over her for good. He stopped loving her today. It placed a wreath upon his door. And soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today.
she put him out. Like the burning end of a midnight cigarette, she broke his heart. He spent his whole life trying to forget. We watched him drink his pain away a little at a time, but he never could get drunk enough to get her off his mind. Until the night he put that bottle to his head and pulled the trigger, and finally drank away her memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength he had to get up off his knees. Found him with his face down in the pillow, with a note that said, I love her till I die. And when we buried him beneath the willow, the angel sang a whiskey lullaby. La 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 la. La 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 la.
The rumors flew, but nobody knew how much she blamed herself. For years and years, she tried to hide the whiskey on her breath. She finally drank her pain. She never could get drunk enough to get him off her mind until the night. She put that bottle to her head and pulled the trigger, and finally drank away his memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength she had to get up off her knees. We found her with her face down in the pillow, clinging to his picture for dear life. We laid her next to him beneath the willow, while the angels sang a whiskey lullaby.
Way of ending the show.
Yeah, we right. Always end it on an interesting.
Who were the people that liked that response to the George Jones song? You used to tell me. Who was that? Wasn't Frank at Amador Plumbing?
Was it the guy at the Davis Ranch?
Well, it could have been. I wonder if it could have been that Tony Padilla, the guy who won the golf championship. I don't think it was him either.
It could have also been
Dolores Larrigan. Oh, maybe. Boy. It could have been. Well, you never know. Well, anyway, want to thank everybody for listening this week.
Next week is our big homecoming show.
Oh, that's right. I want to get up there because I wonder if that, you think that's Dolores right now?
Could be.
Well, you take care of that, and I'm going to thank everybody and congratulate Tony
Dolores. Hey, Dolores.
For winning that big tournament. And by the way, he's in trouble because next year I'm going to work on my golf game and I'm going to win it next year. But in the meantime, okay, is that Dolores? We're going to the parade. All right.
Okay. I got to go wrap up the show. All right.
Hey, don't have her call like that anymore. Ooh.
That was Dolores.
Was that? One of the Zion boys rang your bike bell again, too.
She said she's going to look for us.
All right. Well, let's say hi. We'll go visit her.
She invited us to do the announcing instead of that character.
You know who it's going to be? It's going to be the assessor and the sheriff.
Well, she said you can come do it instead of the sheriff. Should we do it instead of the sheriff? No,
those guys would be doing it too good for us. We're not that good, I think.
Professional
disc jockeys. Is that where we are? Especially since we're actually playing discs. That's hard to say. All right. Anything else you have? All right. We'll see y'all next week on KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.